Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Bien.
This morning, those to my left hand side, are you ready for the word of God this morning? Well, this morning I'm happy to announce to you that the word of God is coming to you, and as the word of God comes to you, the Spirit of God is going to fall on you like rain. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're as excited as I am, I want you to make some noise this morning. I want you to clap your hands with a joyful shout and let's receive the servant of God in our midst, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Come on, make some noise, Shine Service. Make some, I can't hear you. Make some noise this morning. Make some noise.
lift up our two hands and thank God that Jesus rose from the dead. I want you to thank him for the resurrection power. Resurrection power. Thank him. Thank the Lord.
Oh, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you.
Lift your hands and thank God for what Jesus means to you. For what Jesus Christ means to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Our Savior. Our Master. Our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He must be your Savior.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Liva katoni mosheveke sadaba.
Save you.
Oh, vini mosheveke sibradaba.
Save you.
Limpa shavakatani mosheveluse. Blava nimo sheveke salabra. Nimo sheve nimona. Blandi mosheve.
Many have not been saved.
Oh,
vika sabra
kato banima. Like Shevesanama, Livesonima, Limpeca Shavalaba, Liprecose, Lima Shavacato Impeleve,
Father,
Liva Shakatanimonama.
We thank you.
Yes, we thank you, Lord,
for the work you did on the cross.
Oh, yes, yes.
Which has brought us to this place of blessing and increase.
Oh.
Thank you. For sending your son to die. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We who should have perished have hope.
Yes.
In Christ.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for saving us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all the efforts you've made.
Yes. Thank you.
To bring us to a place of blessing.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name. Now, finally, lift your hands and ask the Lord to speak to you.
Oh, speak to me, Lord. Speak to me, Lord.
His word. I tell you, it is your only hope.
Speak to me, Lord. This morning,
His word is your only hope.
I want to hear from you, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to me.
Ask the Lord to speak to you.
Minister your word tonight, this afternoon, Lord. Minister your word, Lord. Speak to me. Speak to me. Speak to me. In the
Let
name
your
of
word
Jesus.
Come.
Oh, Jesus.
Father, we are grateful for the mighty blessing and the privilege. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. Clap your hands. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that is what actually makes us Christians. Paul said, if there is no resurrection, then our faith is in vain. We have believed in vain. And today, as we celebrate this unique difference, you know, today is the only, please listen carefully, the difference between Christianity and any other religion is not their Christmas or even their Good Friday. Every religion has their leader who also died. Our Jesus died. Of course, he died on a cross. We understand what type of death he died. Every religion also has their savior or their messiah who was also born. They have also their Christmas. They don't know whether it's August or it's February. Every religion has their leader who was born on a particular day and died. So Christmas doesn't make you different from any religion. Good Friday, the only thing that happened in Christianity that no other religion can say they also have. You see, every religion can say they have their Christmas. Every religion can say they have their Good Friday. I mean, people die and they always attribute a reason. So if a religion has their leader who died by falling off a horse, they will also say it was a supernatural death. It's a type of death. God chose a horse. But there's no religion that can talk about Resurrection Sunday. None. But none. None. Our Savior died. He rose again and he appeared to people. He appeared to human beings. He appeared to people. They wrote about it. Oh, say, only Jesus. Only Jesus. So, this day is more powerful than any. I mean, this is Christianity. This is where we have our bragging rights. Not Good Friday, because they also, they are something died. Not Christmas, because they too, they are something was born. They are somebody was born. But nobody can say that their leader rose from the dead. Even their own accounts, they don't have it. Can you stand to your feet and clap your hands for the resurrection. 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 Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Resurrection. No, Charlie, clap, because you see, it's your only hope. I'm about to explain to you. I'm about to explain to you. to show the extent of his power over death. While he was alive, he raised people from the dead at different stages. One had just died. Rise up. One, they were carrying their coffin and going to the cemetery. Put it down. No, I don't understand anything. Put it down. So your husband has died. And this is your only child. And Satan has come for him. Rise up. Rise up. Power over death. So you can't talk about dead marriage, dead business, dead church, dead life. No. Whatever is dying, then the wildest one That one. Was. You see, the body had. The people who were around said that by this time, it is smelling. I don't know what is smelling in your life. Yes. Yes. Some percenters are smelling. I'm telling you. My God. Whatever has to wake up. Whether it is one day. Whether it is 2 days. Whether, look.
Professor.
This week, last week, I saw a dead marriage come to life.
Oh.
I myself, I couldn't believe it. As I was watching the movie in front of me, I said, wow. Hopeless. Spoiled, dead, smelling. I couldn't believe it that it was resurrecting in front of me.
Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You see, I'm saying that before the man himself. You see, today, you see, it's easier for you to do something when you have done wilder ones. Yes. This one is wilder than his own resurrection. This one is there's nothing higher except that he was the Savior. He is the Messiah. So his resurrection sent a message. Because his resurrection was after 3 days. This guy had been dead for 4 days.
Hey! Come on.
So when he finished Lazarus, his own resurrection was like board mass, compared to trigonometry.
Hey!
Yes. No, four days. Stinking. Smelling. Martha and Mary believed in Jesus.
Oh, come on.
They believed that if he had arrived early, that was their confession. He said, if you had come early, our brother, we know you. Not cancer, not asthma, not hypertension, not stroke, nothing. If you had been here early, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But where the matter I don't know anybody who is experiencing something that they say it can't change. They say it can't be reversed.
Professor. Professor.
A sister sent me reports, medical reports, cancer of the breast. Beautiful. Beautiful. She said she, for 1 year, nobody saw her. She pasted verses in her room. It's only the children she had to explain to them what she was doing, because it was abnormal to see scriptures on the wall everywhere. And her pastor was there. They prayed, reciting verses. Yay! I don't feel like preaching. I feel like telling you that it is finished.
Amen. Professor.
It's finished.
Professor.
When he said it is finished, he meant it.
Professor.
That the evil powers in your family is finished.
Yes.
Shelly. Then she went. Says she began to feel well. Said, my feeling is different. I began to feel well. All my hair was gone. Everything. So I went to the same place, a top hospital. They first did a scan. They went to call the senior radiologist. He said, "We can't see anything." Okay. Sometimes, you know, scans are lower. They did for, they went for mammogram. MRI. Something is disappearing in your life.
Amen.
I said something is disappearing in your life.
Amen.
Yes. Look, they said he is not here. He is not here. That sentence, you must also believe God to say the same thing before you die. That this problem is not here anymore.
Amen.
He's not here.
Professor.
Ete mami. It's not here. Get serious. Get serious. Satan is playing the fool with you because he knows that you're not the serious person. He knows that you're instead of your enemy finishing, you yourself, you are finished. Get serious. 4 days. I said, before the man died, he proved that he had power. I mean, stinking body. Because for this type of 4 days, he stinketh. For it to happen, there must be, this is 3 miracles in one. To raise this body, you must call the person's spirit, Lazarus, whether it was in hell or in heaven. You must have power to call somebody's spirit from hell. Clap your hands. He stinketh. I said, your problem, man. Just believe. Just believe that it will vanish.
Oh, yes.
That your child. Just Jesus. Believe that that problem is solved.
Amen.
I'm having feelings.
Come on.
Then when you call the spirit from where it went, it has to come and enter the body. It's not a small thing to raise this stinking body. And then, as soon as the spirit enters the body, you must also perform a healing miracle. Otherwise, the sickness that killed him will kill him again. So, as soon as the spirit enters, stage two is that there must be a healing miracle.
Wow.
Healing. And then the body that is stinking has undergone autolysis. Autolysis. It has eaten itself. It's like meat that is spoiled. Autonecrosis. You must now reverse all the cellular processes that leads to decay. You must reverse everything for the cells to be normal again. And when he finished, Lazarus, I went to see the tomb, a similar tomb in Jerusalem, outside Jerusalem. And I understood many years ago when a pastor said it was a miracle to even, Lazarus appearing at the door of the tomb was in itself a miracle, that a body which has been wrapped and bound was able to jump like that. Because the tomb was down. Kai!
Hey! Come on!
Don't give up yet. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Professor.
Don't give up.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
My. Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. That is why we are called Christians. These are the things we believe. He that was dead. And Jesus said he said the same thing about himself in Revelations 1:18. He said, I am he that was dead. The same English words. I am he that liveth and was dead. Today, may whatever is dead and dying in you, may that thing that is dead and dying, may it come alive.
Amen.
I said, may it come alive.
Amen. Prophesy.
May it come alive.
Amen.
These days, I'm seeing so many of such things around me. So many of them. Dying things are just coming alive. It's like almost like every week there's an example. Sometimes two of them. Even this church is experiencing a new life.
Oh yes.
That I have not seen before. Your life will also be the same.
Amen.
Your testimony will also be the same.
Amen.
Something that was dying is coming
professor.
Alive.
Amen.
Something that was dead
professor.
Is coming alive.
Amen.
Some hopeless situation. Yay. I said hopeless.
Yay.
I said hopeless.
Yay.
Receive hope.
I receive it.
So I'm telling you. Don't call anything hopeless in your life. I just want to share a short Resurrection Sunday message. Resurrection Sunday message. And it's from Romans chapter 8. Verse 11. The title of the message is Listening Twice. listening twice. Say, I will listen twice. But if the same spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead. So that is why Resurrection Sunday is not something that happened to some man 2,000 years ago. No. That event also concerns you, because that spirit, the spirit that did it, is also in you. It's in you here. After 2,000 years, it's in you. Are you aware that they are ancient spirits? Very ancient. Because we have just come, we are going. They are very ancient spirits. Very ancient spirits. They are spirits that are thousands of years. Since they visited the earth, they have not left. Ancient. Ancient. One day the Lord told me that he has given me a coat. And he showed me an image of the coat. And said, this coat is over 1,000 years old. Because things are inhabited. So this morning, know that Jesus, when you say Resurrection Sunday, Jesus has risen. He's risen. Know that it concerns you. Because the spirit that raised him also dwells in you. It's in you. Now, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. By what? Your salary. Oh, sorry. How can I think of salary? Shall quicken your mortal bodies by the physiotherapist. By his spirit that dwells in you. You know, I want to tell you that Resurrection Sunday has to do with, I'm tuning your mind. I'm tuning. Resurrection Sunday has to do with a human body. Resurrection Sunday is not a spirit matter. It's a body. The issue, the central issue is a physical body. A physical body was in the tomb. It was not a spiritual body. It was a physical body. And a spirit from God entered that physical body. And that body resurrected. So Resurrection Sunday, seriously, is about a physical body. Now, what you may not know is that your flesh is a very important part of your life's equation. If there's a formula for your life, and a formula has got variables, your body, your flesh is part of the variables. If your life doesn't end well, it will have to do with a part your body played. A part your body played. I said, if there's an equation, A equals pi r squared, the equation of your life is not just about your degrees and your monies and your buildings and your banks. Yes, all of them are a part of it, but your body is an important part of the equation of your life. So even when Jesus came down, oh, I want to welcome those who are online watching. I don't know how many, but thank you for being online. Listen to me carefully. Even Jesus in prophecy, God said of him, a body hast thou given me. A body hast thou given me. If hast thou made me, he makes you a body. Today of all days, from today, I don't want you to take your eyes off your physical body. This thing I'm holding, this thing.
That's right.
This thing.
That's right.
If you be a millionaire one day, this body will be a part of it. A factor. It's a very big factor in the equation of your life. I told a brother yesterday who was falling in love by heart. I said, your body, I said, nobody has told you that the formula of your life, you think it's because of your law degree? Your body is part. In fact, there are some people whose bodies did not allow them to do law. Physical body, thank you. Clap your hands for him. Physical body. Don't think spirit. Think of this thing with the wig on it. This body is a very powerful part of your life. If Satan will get you, among the things he will do, your body will be part of it. That is why on Resurrection Sunday, we stand up and we salute the Holy Spirit's role in raising a dead body physically. Physical dead body. Stand up and clap your hands for what the Spirit can do. Today, I'm talking about spirit-body interactions. Yes, spirit-body interactions. Keep clapping your hands. Spirit-body. See, this guy contacted a power today. I'm not giving him money. I'm not giving him a pair of shoes. It's called spirit-body interactions. Keep clapping. Very, very powerful. Matuna mama sata. That is why when Christ came into the world, He said to God, you did not want animal sacrifices or sin offerings, but you have given me a body to offer. King James says, a body hast thou prepared me. Keep clapping your hands. Today, I want to inform you that what you are doing with your body, hi-ya-ya-ya, and I mean, don't stop clapping. You know, something is happening to you. Don't know. We are in a supernatural environment. Very supernatural. Very, very. I've seen some 5 things today. I've been laughing all day, all morning. A body has thou prepared me. Be careful. Be careful. Thank you. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, I need you to listen to me on Resurrection Sunday. Please sit down. I beg you. Take it that I'm collecting money. I'm begging you for money. Listen to me carefully, because your body is of interest. Your body is of interest. It's of interest. Zagadiga. Zag Adamo Madas Kadibosa. Rianda Katabosa Deba. It's too much. It's too much. I need help. I need help. So today, I want you to know that the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, what it does to you is that it comes to it turns the phlegmatic body into a moving body. It turns the sleepy body into an active body. And you see, when I'm talking like that, when I see such things, I'm talking about my experience. Yes. I'm one of the super phlegmatics. But through spirit-body interactions, through what? Spirit-body interactions. The flesh. Don't joke with your flesh. Don't joke with your flesh. Don't joke with your flesh. So that is why today's message, the title is Hearing or Listening Twice. I feel it's the best Resurrection Sunday message. Now, why should you listen twice? Why? Because that is how that spirit will enter you. Abba. When you spend your time walking about, listening to Jay-Z, J-Bad, what? Okanet. What you don't know is that you are reducing the power in your body. Every nonsense you listen to. Because you and I as Christians must understand that what happened in Jerusalem, outside the gates, he was buried outside the gates of Jerusalem. I've been there to see it. I stood at Golgotha, outside. We were on a bus. We went outside Jerusalem. That event concerns you. Because that spirit must be in you. Many of you need a quickening of your body. You see, for the only difference between you and Jesus in Romans 8:11 is that the spirit quickened Jesus's dead body. But you, it is coming to quicken your living body. Because what you don't know is that your living body is dead. It's dead. It is as dead as Jesus's dead body. Some of you have got a body that can't wake up to pray, but can wake up to watch Indian elections. Can wake up at 3 a.m. and follow American events. if there's any news that President Biden is going to be whatever at 2 a.m. tomorrow night, tomorrow morning, you stay awake, but you can't wake up to pray because your body has been tuned to follow nonsense. The body is dead. Your mortal bodies. Many of you need a quickening of your body. Your body, you see, I'm telling you that there are some people there, their bodies just like to have sex. Yes, it's a sexy body. Whether she is not married, the body is a sexy body. When she is married, the body is a sexy body. When she has finished marrying, the body is a sexy body. Even old woman, old with cloth, slit and kaba, it's a sexy body. But today, the Spirit of God, some of you, your body, the eyes in your body doesn't like reading the Bible, but you like to use your eyes to watch pornography. There is a quickening of your body today. Listen, I'm saying that resurrection is not about spirit to spirit. It's a spirit to body. And how does that spirit enter you? It enters you the way it entered Ezekiel. It entered who? Ezekiel. How did it enter Ezekiel? Ezekiel 2:2. And the spirit entered into me. How does the spirit enter into you to change your fornicating body? Some of your body likes betting. Some of you, your body, as you are sitting in church right now, you don't feel comfortable. But if you are in a drinking bar, you feel very comfortable. It's a type of body. It's a drinking bar body. Yes. I'm preaching. This is called the preaching of the word. I'm preaching the word of God to you. Yeah. The spirit. This is Ezekiel 2:2 is a spirit body interaction. Because when the spirit entered into him, I don't know whether he was sitting down or he was lying down, but the spirit managed to lift the body that was lying down and lift it to stand. I see your body standing in any area where the enemy is taking advantage of your lying and sitting position.
Amen.
Because, daddy, it's not every time you must be found sitting. There's a place you are sitting down. Get up. A lion was looking for someone. And the lion found the person sitting down. You see, when you are sitting down, the Bible says in Acts that in him we live. In him we move. Now, when you are sitting down, it's more difficult to move than when you are standing. So, when the Spirit sets you on your feet, he makes you ready to escape evil, to escape wickedness, to escape any imagination, any attack. I see you escaping. Hey. You don't have any idea what people are planning against you. I'm preaching. He entered. Malaka, Moshketa, Samaniko, Kali, Kalumbrika Sata. There's a girl here, around here. The tongues I was speaking was, you were rejecting a man touching you. You see, you must have a certain type of body. When a man touches you in a certain way, you must react. But there are some girls, their body, in fact, their body itself is looking for a man to touch it. It's not like the man has come to your house I mean, she herself has taken Uber and is going to the man. Now, that is how the devil will get you. So if God wants, I told you this morning, was it today or the church service I had earlier, that many people that are cutting this morning outside, people die before their time. Not all deaths are the will of God. The Lord has given and the Lord has taken. A lot of deaths are the Lord has given and Satan has taken. Honestly, I'm not talking about some dead body. Many of you, your body must be tuned to be a body which loves to pray, to be a body which loves to preach, to be, yes, my body is a preaching body. Yeah, this is my fourth service. And the services are nothing less than 2 hours. One is 4 hours, another is 3 hours. I mean, this is my fourth service. And I mean, the evening, by midnight, last night, I mean, today, I was here, 2 o'clock, we're here. 2 o'clock. Went to sleep for 2 hours and I went for first service. 2 o'clock, we're here. It's a preaching body. It's a type of body. While yours is an adultery body. A betting body. But today, on Resurrection Sunday, I'm telling you that one of the things you must demand from God is that what he did to Ezekiel, he must do it to you. That body of yours need a spirit body interaction. You need it. Otherwise, you will use your eyes to look at things you shouldn't look at. You will use your fingers to touch things you shouldn't touch. Tamolaba Kandababa. Yes. And the spirit enters you by what way? How will you experience resurrection? How will your betting body experience resurrection? How does a fornicating body experience resurrection? Is there? The spirit enters you when he, somebody has to speak to you. There is no speaking that is neutral. Every speaking deposits a spirit. Every speaking. There is no chat that is neutral. There is nothing, once words are coming, there is no word that has a neutral effect. It's either lifting you or it's bringing you down. It's either building you up or it's destroying you. So I'm not surprised. Because somebody can speak words to you. You feel like having sex yesterday. You feel like having sex when? Yesterday. You can be laughing. Ha, ha, ha. And somebody can say something, words. Suddenly your ha, ha, ha changes to tears. You are crying. Words are powerful. Words are carriers of spirit. So if God wants to resurrect your body, and today I'm saying that many of you here need a resurrected body. Yes. This body you have is a body Satan has prepared. Some of you ladies are in church to make the pastor fall. That's all. You are not in there. You are not here to sing. You are, I shouldn't say it. Okay, then sing that. I'm preaching. You need a resurrected body. A body that doesn't like nonsense. Like when you are sitting in a place and they are playing unbeliever music, your body must react. See, I'm saying that it's not your spirit, your body itself must react. Your eye is part of your body. Or, the last time I checked, your ear, I mean, vestibulocochlear nerve, it's a nerve from the ear to the brain. No, I said the last time I checked, your ear is part of your body, and your body must have a way of reacting to some things you hear. Some of you can sit down and listen to nonsense and be smiling. A body has thou prepared. How does God prepare your body? He prepares your body through the agency of seeing and hearing. No, you can't touch me this way. You can't say that to me. You can't talk to me about my pastor I love. You can't. You chose the wrong person. I told a man a few days ago, I said, what you are saying is wrong. You are wrong. And I don't believe you. I said, you are deceived. You have gone to visit a shrine, and part of the things they've done to you, apart from the things they give you to drink, is that a spirit has entered you. You are believing a lie. So, this year, this is how we are protecting ourselves. We are protecting ourselves through hearing the right things. Because the spirit entered. A spirit enters. A spirit enters you. And when it enters you, it causes an effect. It affects your body. Nothing less than three. I've had finished preaching in the other church. Not today, a few weeks ago. I was about to enter my car, and a girl came to me straight. She said, I want to tell you the things you were saying. I said, I was in a relationship with a married man. It's just ended 3 weeks ago because as I sat in church, I said, I cannot. I'm saying, some of you today, from today, nobody will be able to play with your body and give you 10,000 CDs. If your spirit will reject it. A body has thou given me. When you listen to things and you hear things, they even affect your eye. If by mistake you watch pornography for 30 seconds, maybe you are passing, you are looking at Facebook and then something came and suddenly you couldn't find the button. I mean, you know which button to press to leave that page. So you have to watch it for 1 minute. When you finish, there must be a type 1 hypersensitivity immune reaction. It's like your eyes must react. Your eyes must react. But some people watch and watch again and watch again. But today, the power that is moving in this service, you don't have any idea. Something is happening to you. I said, something is happening to you. You are changing. And the title of today's message is Listening Twice, Hearing Twice. Matamuma Aduni Man Debos Adabahata. Those who understand life, they don't say they are anointed. so they are living like fools. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, chapter 9, verse 27. Paul said, after I have preached, after I have done crusades, I've preached in conventions, and I've breathed fire. He said, I keep my body. You see, if you are not matured, you won't know what your body is, what part your body is playing. Like when somebody says to you that you look like your mother, they are saying something. Think carefully about what they are saying. It's not likely to be looks only. The body. So Paul said, I'm a preacher. I raise the dead. I speak to kings. I win nations. But one of the things I do is that I know that my body is part of my equation. So I take steps, because see, your body's influence must be reduced to the minimum. It can't be zero. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody. I don't know what this area. I don't know what, when I stand, it's like someone doesn't like the message. I don't know who the person is. Is it this girl? Who is that? Oh, she left. Oh, you should tell me that she has left. Your body. It can't. Hello? Unfortunately, I'm sorry. You see, a pastor should give hope. But I'm sorry that what I'm about to say, it doesn't give hope. I'm saying that you cannot eliminate, you can't make the body zero. Once it is zero, it means the whole equation is zero. Your body becomes, the part your body plays becomes zero when you die. Then the equation changes. But while you are alive, your body is part of the calculations. God calculates with your body. Oh, yes. I mean, as I'm here, look at the church I'm pastoring. Look at the church I'm pastoring. This is just one service. I've gone to preach to another church. I'm having church meetings. Last night I was here. Nobody apart from Bishop Kobe and his wife was here. The place was just like this. Just like this. Just like this. No one here. No one here. But just like this. I preached. Just like this. Can you come and see? I said, God looks at your body to decide how much money he must give you. Oh. Some of you, based on your body, if you get a certain amount of money, you'll be carrying singers to France to fornicate. Come. So God, he looked at my body and gave me the church. Can you see the church? Look at the girl.
Very beautiful.
Yes. Look this way. Look at the girl there. Different what?
Different size.
Acha! Look.
Different height.
Sorry.
Different height.
Aha! Look at this side. Look at this side. Nationalities. You see the girl at the back? See when she smiles, look at her teeth.
So nice.
But God knows that my body, my God and my Lord, if you become a pastor of this church, this church must reduce to only 7 members. All men.
Men's fellowship. I said, God looks at your body. So maybe you are here, you don't have something because your body cannot handle that blessing. Reverend Michael Samani was preaching at Bread of Life on Sunday. I traveled. I wasn't here. And Asha had got a brand new bike. As he was preaching in the church, the brother, he lived in near the Adenta church area. He was like, vroom, vroom, vroom. He came to, you were there in the church? You saw that? Sorry.
He waved me. I asked him why didn't he come to church. He said, oh, he's coming. So when he waved and went to the mountain.
To the mountains, that's it. That's it. He waved. He died like a goat. The road. When I'm preaching there, I'm not, don't joke with the things I'm saying. I said, what you have now is because of your type of body. See how every, look at these girls. Nice heads. The heads are beautifully shaped. And look at your own. Uh-huh. God gave you this head because if he gives you this girl's type of head, the men that will come, you will not be able to handle them. Your type of body can't handle tall men who speak baritone. Baritone voice. I said, God looks at your body before he gives you money. He looks at your body before he gives you a church. He looks at your body before he gives you a motorbike. He looks at your body. So if the devil wants to destroy you, he will look at your body and give you a motorbike and give you a car and give you a house. Beware! I keep under my body. Resurrection Sunday. Today's a body matter. Spirit body interaction. I keep under my body. Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. This English is not a good English word. Castaway is not the right word. The word adokimos is not castaway. It is a reject. Like you'll be like a factory store reject. You see, if you go to America, there are outlets where we buy our Louis Vuitton bags and our friend is saying, Nyambia Yewye skirts and Iradebaya blouses and so on. Jenyami shirts. Uh-huh. They are outlets. Now, those shirts, the proper ones, I mean, there's a bag, a little bag like this. Not like this. A real, it's looking like this. Yeah, something like this. Something, but it's got some pockets by it. Not, can I see this one? I know, it's okay. Let me give me this one. No, yes. A bag, a lady's bag with some pockets, one or two. It's called Birkin bag. 438,000 pounds. Yes. But there are women who are carrying Birkin bags for $1,000, $2,000. Birkin bag, $10,000. It's a cheap bag. It's a store reject. Original Birkin bag. 400,000 pounds. Oh, Yari. Canterman to Birkin. Certain things didn't make it to the original price because because every factory, whether they make watches, cars, bags, shoes, microphone speakers, they have got quality control. A whole building downstairs where everything passes, they check and they look out for defects. And when they find a defect, they reject it.
That's right.
Pastors, are going to be checked and examined. Hayaba. Are you not aware that in the Old Testament, before the sheep was slaughtered, the sheep was examined? That's why Christ was examined. On that day, to make it to heaven, you'll be examined. You'll be examined. And when they examine you and they find defects, even though you are a Birkin bag, you'll be on Instagram for $7,000 or there's no proper bag that is $100,000. 400,000 is bargain. They say bargain. Discounts. Many of you have been rejected already. You preach well. When you lay your hands on the sick, they fall down. When you preach, fire comes from your mouth. But you've been rejected because the body also is part of the things they are assessing. And when they check, they see that your left hand holds sure microphones. But your right hand, there are breast fingerprints on your hand. You have been holding breasts that are not. And when they check and see that this body hasn't done well. Awebas. Isaiah, I myself might be declared unfit and ordered to stand aside. May you never be ordered to stand aside. We know you preached. We know you gave a car. We know you built a church. We know you built a congregation. But stand aside, because your body is part. And the spirit. Today is a special edition. Resurrection Sunday. Special what? Edition. And I'm ending. All I'm saying to you is that this body may be a reason why you may not do well in the ministry, because it will not allow you to wake up and pray. Many of you have been declared unfit to handle some amount of money. I'm preaching. I said many of you have been declared unfit to handle some of you, even things that belong to you. God doesn't want to give it to you, because even as he has not even given it to you properly, as you have not married properly, even the way you walk in the church like that, it's like when you see the pastor, then you shake your body like this, and then you move. Hey! Then when you marry and you wear the real ring there, we must step aside. So what will God do? The man will never, he will dance around you, sir. I'm preaching. Oh yes, God will inspect the Bible you read, how many hours you pray, the offerings, the tithes, but he will also inspect your body. What you were doing in the toilet alone. When I say it, say inspection. What you were doing in the toilet. What you and the girl were doing on the tree. What you were watching with that midnight bundle. Yes. God has a machine. I said, even human beings have made a machine. They can look into your eyes and see whether you have hypertension in your eyes. Abba. God looks into your eyes and can see all the things you have watched for the past 40 years and use it to tell you, step aside. Sit down. Yes. Oh, I see verses. I see Dagwood Mills videos. But I'm also seeing Korean pornography. Aside. Ah. I see King James. No, let me see this one. This is New Living Translation. Wow. Derek Prince. Hey, Macarius.
Wow.
Christian movies.
You are now part of it.
I can see that.
No. Give me something. Let me clean your eyes well. Because I'm seeing something. Something black.
Hey! She has eaten her tights. May you never be set aside. Aside, you will be inspected. You will be examined. You will be checked. Because God does not factor away what your body is doing now.
Your body. That's why he said, a body has that made me. Today, I want to say to you, listen to me. Because the spirit will enter you through listening to messages. There's a way you must listen to messages. And what is the way? Psalm 62 verse 11. Look at it. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this. So when God speaks once, you don't hear it once. I'm ending now. Anytime I say sit down, it means I'm ending. When God speaks once, how many times should you hear it?
Twice.
But twice doesn't mean two times. Twice doesn't mean two times. You see, oh, mommy, you can sit down. Yes, this is my. Are you seeing that it's a nice church? Yes. Come again. I'll show you some. Let me show you some rich people in the church. Some of you, your body lies begging people for money. That's why your church will be full of only G-Mac Plus, area boys. There'll be no proper man with money because your body is a begging body. Even as you sit here, you owe money. Yes. You owe money. You have gone to buy something, you owe. You are driving a car, you owe. Even where you are staying, you're going to borrow money to pay the rent. The shoe, you owe. Look, come up. Let me show you. I'll show you rich people. Rich people in the church. But you know why they come and keep coming? Because I don't beg them. There's no rich man. There's no rich man living or dead who can say, I have harassed him. Charlie, pass me something. My daughter is going to school. It's a bit tight now. Can you please elbow me something? Something for the boy. Something for your pastor. You know, I was preaching the other day, and the Lord told me that I should ask you to sow a seed into my life because it's a point of your blood. Nothing. I have nothing. There's no one. There's nobody here who have gone to beg for money. Yeah. So that's why there are rich members here. There are rich members here. I've never stood online to raise money. That the church, we need a projector. There's no rich man here. Nobody has given me money. Some 10,000. I've come for your $10,000 to make some payment, and I've not come. Well, I've come to collect your car. I know pastors who collect television. For 2 weeks. Oh, yes. I can give you a name, and I've not come to ask you, give me this, or your house that you have not finished building. Can I have it and complete it? By the grace of God, look, let me show you from this side. I'll be telling you. Keep looking.
I was pointing at you and the angel said, stop.
The body.
The day your body changes, the money you count will change. Oh, no, mommy, that is why I've got rich men here. I was in my church preaching. That is why there are rich men here. But if I make you the pastor of this church, even the students, they'll be about to bring their pocket money to you. You see, I'm saying to you that it's very important to understand that hearing messages is one of the ways God is going to change you. And when God speaks once, thank you, mommy, you must hear him twice. There are many things God says once. He says it only once. And you must capture it. And hear. And there are some things. New Living Translation. God has spoken plainly. And I have heard it. You see, I told you that the word twice is not two times. It is repeated. This message you are hearing has not entered you. Because when you hear a message once, you get just about 10% of the message. And there are things God also says many times. I'm saying that when God speaks once, you hear it what? Many times. This morning, God is speaking once to you. You have to hear it many times. And sometimes God also says some things many times. May you not hear only once what God is saying to you many times. You must have Bishop in the book talks about a message Papa Hagin priest, the greater one in you. He listened to it over 100 times. Because God sometimes speaks many times. You see, here we say, the Bible says God has spoken once. But in Job 33, King James, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice. Yet man is not interested. Anything God is saying, look at the New Living Translation of this verse. For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. That word there, the Hebrew word which is translated twice, means 12 times. Yes, sometimes it is used. Give me the King James. Check your Strong's. You see, that word twice, the Hebrew is, sometimes it stands for 12 times. Sometimes 100 times. Check it. See, sometimes 1,000 times. God can tell you something 1,000 times. There are many instructions I've received from God over 100 times a day. Send this text. Make this call. Talk to this person. Go here. In 1 minute, I can hear it 4 times. Have a habit of listening to messages many times. Because that is how the Spirit of God will enter you. Anybody struggling with any sin, fornication, whatever, sexual perversions, you have some twisted desires, no woman gives you desires. Rather, your math teacher, a man. Mr. Ajimai. Your sister's classmates on vacations, they all come home. Emilia is there, Abigail, Iris, Eunice, Emilia, they are there. Some of you will come and sit on your laps. So, no flicker of feeling. You see Mr. Ajiman going. Anybody struggling with any problem? Today, I'm talking about spirit body. Yes. And you see, what you saw in this service today is a manifestation. How a spirit, the spirit of God, when it contacts a body, can change. I've seen people crying on the floor today. Who didn't come to church crying? I've seen people shaking. I've seen people wailing. Somebody ran. Ete mami. Ete dien mami. It means town also. Town. Krum. Yes. Oko krum. Some of you need the Holy Spirit to bring you from town. To bring you from that man's house. From that man's car. Some of you girls, you like a certain man to give you a lift. A certain man, he's in this church. You like his lift. Because when you are alone in the car, as he's changing the gear, then he passes his hand on your thighs. But as you listen to the word of God today, whether you are a student, you are a lawyer, you are a doctor, you are a mechanic, you are whatever, have something about messages that you hear again and again and again and again and again. A spirit will enter you and change your body and change your appetite. There are some laws. The law of exposure. It says some people say that repeating a message 3 times is enough. While some believe in the rule of listening 7 times. There was a study from a large American firm investigating the optimum number of exposures required for audio messages. They concluded that between 6 to 20 times was best. Audio messages. Your phone. Instead of listening to J-Bad and Jay-Z and Patapa and the nonsense. Listen to messages. Everybody must from today. You must enter into a competition with your friend about the number of times you've listened to a particular message. Yes, yes. When you listen, you fill a Google form. Pride yourself without talking to people. Pride yourself in how many times you've listened to a message. For God speaks again and again. This is how God doesn't speak in one church service. And I'm not surprised that I'm doing what I'm doing. Even a stammerer is doing what you are watching a stammerer live. Somebody who couldn't pronounce his own name. As a somebody who could not pronounce his own name. You are watching him live preaching to you for hours. Because when you listen to messages, a spirit enters you and changes you. I'm not the one you are looking at. I'm a different person.
There's a law of seven. It says perhaps the rule of seven from the world of marketing will throw light on how many times you need to listen to a message. The rule of seven says that a prospect needs to hear the advertiser's message at least seven times before they will take action to buy any product or service. There's a law of retention. It says we retain approximately 10% of what we see. 30 to 40% of what we see and hear. And 90% of what we see and hear and do. If you see alone, 10%. If you hear and see, 30 to 40%. If you hear and see and do, 90%. Yes, it's the law of retention. And the last one is the law of remembrance. People remember 10% of what they read, 20% of what they hear, and 30% of what they see around. May you use your eyes to watch pastors preaching, healing miracles, deliverance from evil spirits. May you use your eyes, may you use your ears to listen to messages that lift up your spirit, messages of Bible verses being preached. Listen to preaching, because until you decide to listen, a power will not enter you. Decide to become a good repetitive listener. Tomorrow, don't wait for someone to share a link. Go to the podcast. Listen again. If you have listened once, it means it's 10%. Do you pass an exam with 10%? Which exam? ACCA. Ah, okay. Not ACCA. About who said ACCA? Not 10%. Which exam do you pass with 10%? 10%, it's not pass. Then everybody here has failed. You know, as far as the power of this message is concerned, you've not heard it. Be a serial listener. Open yourself to the word of God. Listen to a message between 6 and 20 times. Remember the rule of seven. That you must listen seven times before you decide to buy a product. That's why some of you have not bought Christ yet. Wow. You've not bought serving God, the message of serving God. You've not bought it. Because you've not listened to a certain message 20 times. You've not bought God's word about holiness. Even though you've heard a nice message on holiness. Because you need to hear seven times before you can take a decision. This is marketing. I pray that from today, God will give you a desire. As an appetite. Lift your hands and receive an appetite. Keep repeating. Keep exposing yourself to the word of God. Keep exposing yourself to the videos. You are exposing yourself to the writings. There is going to be a major change in your life through listening again and again and again and again. Somebody here, you are going through a problem. God says that start listening to messages again and again and again and again and again. Stand to your feet.
Bless you, Daddy. Wow. Wow.
Oh. A girl did a voice note that she has fallen in love with you and she can't sleep. You have listened to that thing 287 times. No wonder you cannot even think properly about God and his love for you. Yes. Lift your two hands and pray. Tell God today you will hear him. From today, you will hear him again and 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 again again again. Tell the Lord that you are, from today, you are going to start a habit of listening to messages. That's how the Spirit enters you. Remember, resurrection power is spirit-body interaction. Whatever body you have, God can change it and give you a new body. A body has thou prepared for me. Lift your hands, everybody.
Shatani boke fese de vedus grava di mashe ketaya balaba.
Your body,
yes,
your body. Lift your hands. God is healing somebody. God is healing somebody. Appetites are drying up.
Yes.
I say useless desires are leaving you. Useless desires are leaving you. Ah, I see God putting in new desires. New desires. Lift your hands and pray. New desires.
Oh yes. Oh
yes.
Oh yes.
Pray.
New desires in the name of Jesus. New desires, ma and ayaba. Leka pa and elebe kasonima. Lepra dima selebelebe.
You can change.
Yes, yes, yes.
One message you will listen to 20 times will change you. That's why Satan will never allow you. He will never allow you. You know why you are not a shepherd? Because you don't listen to messages about shepherding and ministry and pastoring. I dare you to listen to one message 20 times and come back and let's discuss. Lift your hands and commit yourself to a life of hearing and hearing, because God speaks and speaks and speaks.
In the name of Jesus.
Every head bowed and every eye closed. Somebody stand to take a decision today for Jesus. A decision today for Jesus. I don't know who you are, but you must take a decision today to give your life to Jesus. Today, today, today. Satan is coming for you. Run to Jesus. You are here today. You want to say, Pastor, I want to take a decision. I want to give my life to Jesus. Pastor, pray for me. If you are here, you want to surrender your life to Jesus, just lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray for you. Lift your hand high. You want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand high. Yes, lift it high. Above your head. Above. Yes. Up. Yes, yes, yes. Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to walk with God properly. I want Jesus to be my master. Lift your hand high, high. And if your hand is up, if your hand is up, come to me here. Come. 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 Clap your hands for them. Clap well. Ah, I love the saved and called. Beautiful.
as a pleasing sacrifice.
Beautiful. Clap your hands for him. Lord, keep coming. Keep coming. You want to join them? Come now. God bless you, my dear. Beautiful. Come. Jesus is calling you. He's inviting you. I said he's inviting you. Come. Come and register your life. There's a girl. You are somewhere between the middle and the back. There's a girl. There's a lady, a girl. At the back somewhere. Come here. Come. There's a girl, a lady with ovaries. Not a man with ovaries. A lady. I'm waiting for you. There's a girl here. At the back. The back half. I just saw that you were crying, you were in tears, and you didn't have salvation. There's a lady. Come. I'm waiting for you. There is a girl. As for me, I'm sure of what I'm saying. At the back there somewhere, there's a girl. I'm waiting for you. I'm counting just three, then I'll. Beautiful. What's your name? Comfort. I want you to shout and shout. Look, when God invites you to himself, he's not coming to collect your money. He is rather giving you his life. Everyone lift your hands. Everyone lift your hands. Lift it up above your head, everybody. Yes, and now say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I realize. That I am a sinner.
That I am a sinner.
I have sinned.
I have sinned.
I have done bad things.
I have done bad things.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Please.
Please.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Clean me.
Clean me.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on
oh God.
Oh God.
Today.
Today.
I declare.
I ask
you.
I ask.
Please.
Please.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
I'm not going back to my filthy life again.
I'm not going back to my filthy life again.
As you have washed me.
As you have washed me.
I'll stay with you.
I will stay with you.
I will live for you.
I will live for you.
I will trust you.
I will trust you.
To watch over me.
To watch over me.
And help me.
And help me.
To live for you.
To live for you.
I am born again today.
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 I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For this great salvation.
For this great salvation.
Now point your finger now. Look at my finger. Do this. Say, Satan.
Satan.
Listen to me carefully.
Listen to me carefully.
From today.
From today.
I will not serve you again.
I will not serve you.
This is Resurrection Sunday.
This is Resurrection Sunday.
I have now resurrected.
I have now resurrected.
From my dead life.
From my dead life.
I won't follow you again.
I will not follow you
again. I've met Jesus.
I've met
Jesus. Satan, listen to me.
Satan, listen to me.
I've met Jesus.
I've met Jesus.
And he will take care of me.
And he will take care of me.
Through the pastors.
Through the pastors.
Through the brothers.
Through the brothers.
Through the sisters.
Through the sisters.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm changed.
I'm changed.
Forevermore.
Forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to give you pastors to talk to you, to be your friends, to care for you, and to help you to do the things you have to do. 40 years ago, almost 40 years, I did what you are doing. 40 years after, I'm standing here. By the grace of God, that grace that kept me will keep you also. One day, you'll be called Lady Pastor Comfort. What's your name? Eh? Oh, you are a boy. Sorry. You'll be called Reverend Benjamin. Do you want to be a reverend? Or you don't want to serve God? You also don't want to serve God? You don't want to serve God. You want to preach. What's your name? Asibi. So Reverend Benji, LP Comfort, Episcopal Sister Asibi.
Professor.
Are you a boy or a girl? You're a boy. Hey, you're a beautiful boy. Do you want to be a pastor one day? You want to be a pastor? Look at the pastors who are waving their hands. They are going to train you. Can you see them? To become a pastor one day. So all of you, let's go. Let's go there. Let's go there. You are angry that souls are saved. Keep clapping. Are you happy you came to church today? Are you happy you came to church today? We are going to eat our communion. Today is a special diet called Resurrection Power Diet. If you don't have your communion, ask your neighbor to give you small of his own. Small. Yes. Small begging body. Or you will share your own with him. Or you have your own. She's drunk it. Your wife has drunk the communion already.
I tell you.
You didn't drink it. Lift your bread up. Lift your bread. No movement. Lift your bread. You see, what you are holding has power in it. This body. Say, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body of Christ.
Say, this is the body of Christ.
This is the body
now,
of Christ.
This body had power to rise from the dead.
Oh, yes.
So as you eat it, that power will also be supernaturally transferred to you.
Amen.
Whatever deadness is in your body, Jesus, by the communion, it is being melted away.
Amen.
It is being cast away.
Amen.
It's being eliminated.
Amen.
Say the body of Christ.
The body of Christ.
For my healing.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
For my deliverance.
For my resurrection.
For my resurrection.
Let's eat it. Lift your cup. Today, you are also receiving the power to make sacrifices.
Oh, yes.
This is somebody's blood.
Jesus.
This is the Good Friday blood. Where is your blood? What have you sacrificed to make somebody also have life? Say the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
I will sacrifice.
I will sacrifice.
I will give my best.
I will give my best
to Jesus.
To Jesus.
The blood of Jesus,
the blood of Jesus,
for life
and power
to sacrifice,
to sacrifice
the blood. Let's drink it. Lift your two hands.
Oh yes.
Hey. People eat this and die. Today you have eaten something to come alive.
Amen.
Receive life.
I receive it.
Receive healing.
I receive it.
Receive power.
I receive it.
My God, whatever was drooping,
oh,
is now coming back to life with strength.
Amen.
Receive it now.
I receive it.
May your interactions,
oh,
with the Spirit,
Jesus,
lead to a transformation.
Amen.
Of every area of your life.
Jesus.
Yes. I'm ministering new destinies.
Yeah,
I'm ministering new desires.
Amen.
I said new appetites.
Amen.
New desires.
Amen.
Receive new desires now.
I receive it.
What you've eaten today,
oh,
will set you on course.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Your mind will work well.
Jesus.
Your body will do the right things.
Jesus.
Receive a body now.
Receive
a body.
I receive
a body. A new body.
A new body.
A new body.
A new body.
A new body.
A new body.
A resurrected body.
A resurrected body.
Say, deadness leaves me.
Deadness leaves me.
Wickedness leaves me.
Wickedness leaves me.
Any seed of the wicked.
Any seed of the wicked.
In my body.
In my body.
Today.
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 I destroy his
power.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Clap your hands for your deliverance and your healing and your power.
Thank you, Jesus.
And let's welcome Bishop Kobe to close the service.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makanair Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.